This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. If we have cities and states that declare themselves to be sanctuary cities or sanctuary states, that is, unwilling to enforce federal immigration law, then why can't we have states or even cities that declare themselves to be health freedom sanctuaries, where they refuse to enforce FDA restrictions on natural cures, natural treatments, right? Or if they refuse to enforce FTC or other agencies of the federal government that have oppressed the free expression of natural medicine and health freedom and health choice all across America. Now, this concept, what I've previously called a health freedom zone, but now we'll just call it a sanctuary state for health freedom. This concept could be revolutionary for the state that chooses to implement it. Because you see, if you declare your state to be a health freedom zone, you would immediately attract a tremendous amount of health freedom tourists, medical tourism, as it's called. People could come into your state from other states and receive treatment that is outlawed in other areas of the country because, of course, the medical establishment criminalizes natural cancer treatments, holistic cures for heart disease and diabetes, Alzheimer's, and so on. So why not, I say, why not give people the choice to choose the type of medicine that they want to experience and then allow your state to host that? Now, I know that immediately some people would say, well, wait a minute, what about public safety? What about the possibility that some doctors using these alternative, unproven methods that are not rooted in pharmaceutical science, they might harm people? You mean they might harm more than the 100,000 Americans that are killed every year by FDA-approved prescription drugs, the way medicine is practiced already? I mean, you think they could do any worse than the superbug outbreaks in hospitals caused by the overprescription of antibiotics by careless doctors who are bribed and given kickbacks by the pharmaceutical companies so they can keep pushing their high-profit chemicals that cause health problems and kill people routinely? See, we have to step away from this presumption that claims pharmaceutical medicine is somehow safe. In fact, it's not even scientifically proven. The science is largely faked. The drug companies conduct their own studies. Did you know the FDA doesn't study any drugs whatsoever? They don't run clinical trials. The drug companies do that. And then the drug companies, not only do they pay fraudulent clinical trial organizations to rig the studies in order to get the results that they want to see, they also then cherry pick which studies that they forward to the FDA as part of their drug approval application. So the FDA is not seeing all the research that a drug company conducted. They're only seeing the successful research, which might be only one study out of 10. Drug companies often conduct all kinds of clinical trials, and yet the FDA only sees the ones that the drug companies want to present to the FDA. Most of modern medical science is fraudulent science. It's faked. And that's why patients don't get better in so many cases. That's why diabetes drugs don't cure diabetes. That's why cancer drugs cause cancer. I mean, think about it. Osteoporosis drugs, they can make bone health worse. Alzheimer's drugs cause many other problems, including metabolic disorders in some people. Diabetes drugs cause liver damage. I mean, it just goes on and on. So let's just drop the fakery that claims that pharmaceuticals are somehow proven and safe. Not even close. Now, that doesn't mean that we should subject patients to dangerous procedures, but how about this? What if you opened up your state to a health freedom zone that at first, as an experiment, you allowed people who were terminal patients to come in, sign a waiver to say, I understand that I'm coming to a health freedom zone. I understand that I'm a terminal patient and that I may be involved in, you know, alternative medical treatments that may not conform to the FDA. Let a patient sign that, and then let them have the treatment that they want, that they are seeking out. And then there's one more thing. Here's how you really drive this home. You require patients to rate their outcomes. So every time they visit a holistic doctor or receive an alternative medicine treatment in your health freedom zone, you require them to simply rate that service provider. You know, it could be something as simple as 1 out of 10. How do they do for you? And through this, what you're doing is you're crowdsourcing a rating system where patients are assessing how well these treatments are working for them. So there are only really two things that would be required for this rating system. Number one, what was your diagnosis? Were you diagnosed with cancer or type 2 diabetes or what have you, kidney disease, whatever. And then secondly, how do you rate this treatment that you received? And with that information, even though it's very limited, if you multiply that by potentially millions of people, you would very quickly build a knowledge base, a data set that shows which treatments are effective for which diagnoses. You would crowdsource it and you would let human beings rate how they feel. Because aren't they the final judge of how well the medicine is actually working? If they feel better, can't they say, I feel better? If they are no longer diabetic, can't they rate that and say, my diabetes was cured? If they no longer have cancer, can't they rate that and say, hey, got rid of my cancer? And the answer is yes. Patients are, in fact, in many ways more qualified than doctors to rate their experience of how a specific treatment is doing for their health. And so we should leverage that. And at the same time, isn't it right? Patients should be able to determine what they want to do. And if a specific doctor is failing with a lot of patients, then guess what? That doctor's rating is going to be very bad because patients will rate them poorly. If a doctor is having great success with, I don't know, intravenous vitamin C therapy or micro-injections of vitamin C potentiated chemotherapy that uses 1/1000th of the dose or what have you, if those are rated high, then wouldn't that information be valuable for other patients who are attempting to assess which doctor they should see or which therapeutic treatment system they should invoke in order to treat their problem, their specific health challenge? You see, you put the power back into the hands of the people, whereas currently under Medicare, you have the government dictating to doctors that, oh, for this diagnosis, you can only offer this treatment. Well, how does the government know that that's the best treatment? Truth is, the government doesn't know. They're making it up. And that whole Medicare racket is really nothing more than a means to push big pharma profits by selling a bunch of drugs to people who largely don't need them or who won't benefit from them. The way to discover what works is to allow free market decisions to come back into the system so that patients are doing their own homework, doing their own research, finding doctors, and then, in essence, testing those doctors and recording the results of those tests, results that are shared, that are crowdsourced, so that everyone can see which treatments and which doctors are most effective for which types of diagnoses. That's how you build a healthcare system that works. But you see, the special interests, the pharmaceutical companies, the hospitals, the medical imaging equipment providers, the oncology centers, they would hate this system because it forces them to be accountable. The large operators, the mainstream players in modern medicine, they don't want to be held accountable because mostly what they offer doesn't work. They get paid whether you live or die. A cancer treatment center, for example, gets paid even if they kill you with chemotherapy drugs. They don't even admit they killed you. They just say, well, he died from cancer. Actually, most cancer patients die from cancer treatments, not the cancer itself, because the treatment is so toxic. It kills people. Some estimates say 1 million people a year around the world are killed by cancer treatments. That's a lot of people. So they don't want accountability, the industry leaders. They don't want to be exposed for the truth that their toxic treatments don't work and that most of us are wasting our money with pharmaceuticals and medical procedures and surgeries and doctors and hospitals that do not work. It's the dirty little secret of the medical industry. Most of what's offered out there is a fraud. It's quackery. Most of pharmaceutical medicine is quackery. It doesn't work. And the way to discover what does work is to put patients back in the loop with ratings and free market choices and accountability so that they can build systems of data and knowledge, knowing what does work for people in the real world, not some theoretical article in a medical journal that's sponsored by Merck or GlaxoSmithKline. I'm talking about real patients in the real world undergoing real treatments and recording their real results. And that can only be accomplished by declaring a health freedom zone or a sanctuary city for health freedom. Because the FDA and the FTC and federal agents are protecting the monopolies of big pharma and the toxic medical treatment centers and systems like cancer clinics that actually give people cancer and save almost no one from cancer. It's time to bring the free market back, and it's time to hold medicine accountable while setting people free to choose the systems of medicine that work best for them. That is how we revolutionize medicine and save a fortune across the country, across cities and states, and Medicare and Medicaid, pensions, insurance programs, everything. You would save a fortune by allowing people to choose medicine that works. I write about this at naturalnews.com, which is why my website is banned everywhere. But you can bring it up in your browser. Just type in naturalnews.com and read my website every day. You will be amazed at how much information we have that can help you live a healthier, happier life, even if the pharmaceutical giants and medical cartels don't want you to have health. They want you to be sick so that you become a revenue stream for them. We want you to be well. We want you to prevent disease and live a long, happy life with knowledge and health and longevity. And the only way you're going to do that is to escape the medical system, the pharma cartels, and the FDA-enforced monopolies that are harming all Americans right now. It's time to escape that system and declare health freedom for America. Thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Visit my online store, healthrangerstore.com, for health-enhancing and health-protecting products, superfoods, all laboratory-validated, tested, safe, effective. Check them out at healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for your support. When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra-clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods. And even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab-tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.